And good morning. Welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson. And in the studio with me, I have Jackie Bowen from The Happy Brush. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Did I say your last name
you
right?
You did say it right. It's I get all kinds of things, but I rarely get it right. So Bowen is awesome.
My maiden name was Nasiba.
Nobody can spell it. I don't think I've ever even heard
Nasiba.
That name.
Used to have a cafe in St. Paul many years ago. They migrated from Czechoslovakia.
Yes, I've never heard that. That's a new one on
it's
me.
It's a Bohonk name.
Okay.
So anyway, Jackie, what's going on? What are you here for? What do you want our listeners to know?
I am here to tell you all about Railside Christmas, which happens on November 22nd.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
I know. It's a pretty awesome event, and this year's going to be extra more awesome, if it's even possible. So
well, I know it's possible because this community is solid.
We all stick
together.
Right. Yes.
And we love traditions and holidays.
So. That's right. It's pretty fun deal.
Okay, it's Friday, November 22nd.
It is.
And where is it starting at?
So we have almost all of Railside closed off. It's blocks and blocks and blocks.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it starts at 5:30. And it is basically, it's closed from Walnut Street to the underpass there at Sycamore. So, I mean, it's a huge event. We have, I think, over 20 food vendors this year. Last year, we had 5. So if you want to talk about exponentially making it bigger, we have all kinds of food trucks as far as if you want to come down and get a meal, but then we also have a lot of homemade goodies, breads and desserts and cookies and vendors selling those kind of things too.
Looks like so many of the businesses. Do you want to touch on some of the businesses that are
involved?
Well,
so the activities that we have, the nice thing what we try to do is have some things inside and some things outside, because mm-hmm. typically the weather is not going to make you want to be outside
entire
time. So we make it so you can pop in a place and pop back out and do something outside. So Santa, of course, is inside. That's at the Grand Island Tourism office. But that's a big deal. And we have Santa, he's amazing. We do have someone that's going to be there. I think it's Nebraska Cancer Specialist is going to be giving out free gloves there. But outside, some of our things that have always been there is we have horse-drawn wagon rides.
I love those.
I know. It's like it's so very, very Christmassy. And Pete Safari brings their barrel train down. So they drive around, on the street there. And the firefighters are going to have a s'more making station outside.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I love that. So they're going to have that. So those are some of the outside things. But then inside are a lot of crafting at the new Epic Discovery Center. They're going to be there in one of the venues down there that are you can do crafts and that type of thing. And so that's the thing. You can pop in, do inside things, do outside things,
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's gonna be really great. I think there's cupcake decorating even this year.
Ooh, I like that.
So we on our website will have a map of where everything is located, mm-hmm. and then also we've asked every business that's participating with an activity inside that they mm-hmm. have green lights in their window, so you'll be able to stand and look down the street and say, "I know where to go for all
right.
of those things."
This is so family oriented.
It's super family oriented.
Kids of all ages.
Yeah, no, it's really great. And so then we have entertainment on the stage, too. So we have activities and food, but we also have entertainment. And we have, we have 3 dance studios downtown, and they will be performing there. But in between their performances, we've got Rascal Martinez.
Oh, we love our Rascal.
I know.
Yes.
So that's kind of a new thing that we have not done. So he'll be sort of in between those things. And then actually at the end, about 8:00, he's going to do a set out there too. So
he's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're super excited.
I love that.
Super excited.
Do I see on this activities list live reindeer?
There are live reindeer. I know. And so if you have never seen a live reindeer, we do have live reindeer.
Not in person.
So they are actually out in front of the Grand Island Tourism where Santa is. They will be out there too.
This is so fabulous.
Yes. No, it's pretty amazing that we have a community of this size that can pull off an event of this size. So it's pretty exciting.
So, you know, we love our, I call it old downtown Grand Island, but it's Railside. So you are a part of the Railside Business Improvement District.
That's right.
Correct?
That is right.
You want to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
So what the Railside Business Improvement District is we are a group of people. We are a board of directors. We're each appointed by the mayor, and we either own a business down there or we work in a business down there or we own property down there. We're people that are invested in Railside, and we really want the best for Railside. And so we have meetings, we have committees, and we each focus, most of our board members are in charge of a particular part of Railside. So mine is promotions.
Okay.
So that is why I'm here and telling you about that. So, but we have people that work with design, and that's when different things go in as far as just even the bushes and the trees and when you're trying to keep a particular look about a district and you're trying to make it look a certain way, we try to all work together to make those things look the best as possible.
I'm so proud of Grand Island and with Railside. You know, you've been to Lincoln, you've been to the Haymarket and these places. We can compete.
We can compete. And I think, so I had a high school reunion this last summer. And
no,
I had some, I know,
you look
right?
Like you just graduated.
That's very nice of you. That's radio is amazing. it's so great. But, and so I had some friends who had not been back to Grand Island for a long time. And we're down in Railside and you've got the festoon lighting. And they say this just, it doesn't feel like it, not in a bad way, but it's like, it doesn't feel like the Grand Island they remember.
Right.
It feels like they're somewhere else better.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really
yeah.
truly does. It's just beautiful. I am a person who loves the party lights or the lights across down the street.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so romantic and,
yeah.
and it reminds
it's amazing.
You of being back in the 50s or it the
is.
40s, although I wasn't born then.
Well,
but, you know.
And that's how they came about. There were pictures of years, like, I don't know if it was maybe the 30s.
Oh, my goodness.
When they had these pictures that they would string those lights across the street in for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was something that took years and years in the making, because how do you make that happen? Because in the 30s, maybe you're just stringing it to the buildings and nobody cares and whatever. Things are different back then.
Yes.
Now you have to figure out how to do it legally and not hurt anybody and not, you know.
But it's so amazing when you pull up, you cross over where the Eddy Underpass is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just giving you an example, listeners. When you pull up and you start to see those lights, it just kind of makes your heart beat a little faster.
Mm-hmm,
and you're like, ooh, what am I going to see? And then you're looking in the windows because you have light.
Yes. It's a festive atmosphere all the time.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of you businesses that are on board. Thank you, Mayor Steele.
Yes.
For getting this going. How long has this been going on, by the way?
Well, I was thinking that my daughters danced down in this event 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
So it goes beyond that.
Wow. Well, yeah. It's still amazing.
It's still amazing. More amazing than ever this year.
I love it. I want to ask you, may I post the activities on
Absolutely.
Our website?
Yes. And you can also,
listeners?
Yeah. And if you Google Railside, you'll find arriverailside.com. If you click on our website, our events page, has a QR code for all the things. And yeah. So
is
absolutely.
There a Facebook page?
There is a Facebook page.
Is
we actually
the QR
have
QR code there too.
I don't believe that is there too, but we do have all the links to get to that page.
All
so
right.
pretty much you can find get to that event page in a lot of different ways.
I love it. Love it, and I can't wait for it to happen. Let's sandwich this in. Tell our listeners what's happening and when.
It is November 22nd, and so that is the Friday before Thanksgiving, and it's 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. in Railside.
Very good. It's Railside Christmas done right.
That's right. Come join us.
Well, Jackie, it has been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. You too.
I hope I get to have you in here again.
Absolutely.
You're
anytime.
Delightful.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.